This is Dr. Masucha. I'm dictating. Patient's name is Yvonne Harr, H-A-R-R, Yvonne, Y-V-O-N-N-E. Date of birth is 10-26-1940. Date of service is... to 11 2025. Miss Harr is a very pleasant 84-year-old female with history of coronary artery disease, status post-stent placement, history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, degenerative joint disease, admitted to the hospital with complaints of cough and feeling tired and fatigued. Denied any complaints of chest pain, no fever, no chills, no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. She was complaining of shortness of breath, was complaining of generalized weakness. She was seen in the emergency room. She tested positive for influenza A. Chest x-ray showed left lower lobe basilar pneumonia. She was started on IV antibiotics, ceftriaxone, and azithromycin, admitted to the hospital. Patient was also started on Tamiflu. Patient was given fluids. She felt better. She was otherwise doing well. She did have some diarrhea. She was given probiotics. Her symptoms did improve. She was subsequently discharged from the hospital in view of her weakness. She was discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility for rehabilitation. At the present time, she said that she's feeling better. She does complain of feeling tired and fatigued, but denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, she denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. On examination, general appearance was past medical history has been significant for coronary artery disease, stent placement, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and degenerative joint disease. Past surgical history has been significant for tonsillectomy, appendectomy, cervical spine surgery, cataract extraction, and cardiac catheterization. Social history: smoking none, alcohol none, allergies to codeine. Current medications reviewed and as documented in EHR. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denied any heaviness or pressure sensation. She does have history of coronary artery disease, history of hypertension and hyperlipidemia. Respiratory system, denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath. She does have history of left lower lobe pneumonia. She denies any complaints of any pain with deep inspiration or history of asthma or emphysema. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. Genitourinary, no complaints. Neurological, denies any complaints of history of TIA or CVA, no focal weakness in the arms or legs, denies any headache, no history of seizures, no focal weakness in the arms or legs. Musculoskeletal, she does complaints of joint pains, complaining of feeling tired and fatigue. All other systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, HEENT examination was normal. Pupils wrinkled round and reactive to light. Extraocular movements were intact. Neck was supple. No JVD. No lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was diminished breath sounds in the bases. No wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities no edema. Impression: number one, left lower lobe pneumonia. Next, history of influenza A. Next, coronary artery disease, status post stent placement. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, history of PV, pulmonary embolism. Next, DJD. Transplant is patient admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. Will continue current medications. Will consult physical and occupational therapy. She was encouraged to eat better, drink enough fluids, continue current medications, work with therapy. Will monitor her progress. Will follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period.